It was nighttime when Politico published a leaked draft Supreme Court opinion overturning the 1973 Roe v. Wade abortion decision. Reaction was swift.
It's a fundamental shift in American jurisprudence.
President Joe Biden spoke to reporters on the tarmac at Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland Tuesday morning, where he was departing for a trip to Alabama.
It concerns me a great deal that we're going to, after 50 years, decide a woman does not have a right to choose within the limits of the Supreme Court decision case, number one. But even more, equally as profound, is the rationale used.
Right.
And
right.
It would mean that every other decision relating to the notion of privacy is thrown into question.
Later in the day, Vice President Kamala Harris spoke at a convention of the group Emily's List, saying women's rights in America are under attack.
Those Republican leaders who are trying to weaponize the use of the law against women. Well, we say, how dare they? How dare they tell a woman what she can do and cannot do with her own body? How dare they?
Justice Samuel Alito drafted the 98-page opinion in the case of Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, complete with 30 pages of appendices and a history of abortion laws. His conclusion? We hold that Roe versus Wade and Casey must be overruled. He blasted Roe as egregiously wrong, saying Roe was on a collision course with the Constitution from the day it was decided. Democratic lawmakers were outraged.
This is a dark, disturbing morning for America.
Chuck Schumer of New York is the Democratic Senate leader.
The Republican-appointed justices' reported votes to overturn Roe v. Wade will go down as an abomination. One of the worst, most damaging decisions in modern history.
There was also swift reaction from the other side of the aisle. Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri tweeted, "If this is the opinion of the court, it will be one of the greatest opinions in Supreme Court history." But his response was an outlier for Republican Congress members. More typical was Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, whose statement avoided Roe versus Wade, focusing instead on the leak and calling for punishment.
Liberals want to rip the blindfold off Lady Justice. They want to override impartiality with intimidation. They want to elevate mob rule over the rule of law.
That drew the ire of Democrat Schumer, who joined other Democratic senators at a news conference on the draft ruling. He says the word that best describes the Democratic caucus is infuriated.
Republicans are spending all their focus on the leak because they don't want to focus on Roe v. Wade. They know they're on the wrong side of history. They know they're on the wrong side of the American people. So they're ducking it.
Senator Patty Murray is the first woman senator from the state of Washington. She calls the draft a five-alarm fire, saying for the first time, the next generation of women will have fewer rights than their mothers.
Mark my words, they are not going to stop with Roe and the right to abortion either. They are coming for your birth control, for all reproductive health care.
Unless a majority justice changes their vote before the ruling becomes official, the Supreme Court will overturn Roe v. Wade and let states decide their own abortion laws. 22 states already have some form of abortion ban on the books, some recent and some dating back to before Roe v. Wade. Senator Debbie Stabenow is a Democrat from Michigan.
Michigan women are particularly at risk. If Roe goes away, my state reverts to a very patronistic law from 1931, that makes abortions at any stage a felony with no exceptions for rape and incest.
The Supreme Court is expected to issue its final ruling in late June or early July. Senate Leader Schumer says he's scheduling a vote on legislation to codify Roe v. Wade into law, but that faces a tough road because of the Senate filibuster. But former President Barack Obama and Michelle Obama have another idea. They issued a statement urging people to vote in the November midterm elections because, they say, in the end, if we want judges who will protect all and not just some of our rights, then we've got to elect officials committed to doing the same. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.